Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about... Do you remember that time that Just Stop Oil guy tied himself? He tied himself to a fucking goalpost. A goalpost at Goodison Park. And they had to... they had to cut him out. And there was that bloke. There was that bloke trying to cut him free. His little face. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. What else do I think about? Well, Gerrard's slip still gets me. Ronaldo crying at the World Cup. That was good for the soul. Oh, and obviously Brazil getting knocked out like that and Neymar crying. Fuck me, that was good. Suarez crying, obviously. Leeds relegation back in the day was a good one, then they went down again. Anytime a Panenka gets saved. What else? Oh, I saw Jess fall down some stairs once, that was pretty funny. But, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting. Happiness, love, life, relationships. When the planes hit the Twin Towers, none of the phone calls... on board. Oh, fuck, do you remember when Phil Jones tried a slide tackle with his head? Oh, God, now that one really cheers me up. You know, in fact, any video or picture of Phil Jones can put a smile on my face. So football is always there for me. It may not always be particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's there. if you look for it. I've got a sneaky feeling that you'll find that football actually is all around.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Feel it in my toes, yeah.
Love is all around me.
All around me.
And so the feeling. Oh,
I'm afraid you did it again, Kieran, mate.
Fuck's sake, I just know the old version so well, you know?
Yeah, well, you picked it, mate. You said you could get a song into the top 40.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know what I said. Well, come on, let's go again. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Feel it in my toes, yeah.
Love is all around. Oh, fuck, wank, bugger, shitting, arse, head and hole. Oh, start again.
It's all right, mate. The new version goes, I feel...
Yeah, I know how it goes, mate. Just fucking shut up.
All right, just trying to help, mate.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to win a bet with Jack Grealish so I can get a song in the top 40. Fucking hell.
Just for this one, mate?
Will you shut up, Welly? Will someone turn his mic off? Fucking hell. Right, come on now. I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Feel it in my toes.
Football is all around me.
All around me.
And so the feeling grows.
So the feeling grows.
It's written in the wind.
In the wind.
It's everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
So if you really love football,
love football.
Come on and score a goal. This is shit, innit?
Yeah, solid gold shit, maestro.
What, you're supposed to say it's good, you knobhead?
Oh, Kieran, this is such a waste of time.
Shut up.
So late.
It's just around the corner. He'll make it.
It's fucking Portugal.
It's not far though, really.
It isn't around the fucking corner though, is it? For sake. You sure you're the one I call?
Nah, just feel like fucking shite.
Great. I hate you.
I know.
I hate you, and you're sick, and you look disgusting.
I know. Now go, or you'll fuck it up. Go.
Did I mention that I hate you?
Aye, you did. Now get out, loser. Jess, it's me again. I'm sorry, I literally don't have anyone else to talk to.
Absolutely horrible moment right now. Can I call you back?
Of course, right.
Doesn't mean I'm not terribly concerned that you can't find a manager.
Aye, understood. Fuck off. Call me later.
So, what's this big news then? No surprises.
No surprises.
Not like the stag night.
Not like the stag night.
Do you admit that allowing players to shag sex workers is not blowing off steam?
I do. The video you asked for the club.
Oh, great. All done, is it?
Yeah, but there's a feeling it's not diverse enough.
Oh, how come?
There's no women in it.
Right. For fuck's sake. Bloody women. Just get a quick shot of me working in the office later and just chuck it in the edit.
Great. What's it for?
Huh?
The video.
Oh, some charity shit. I don't fucking know. We're trying to stop people freezing or eating or something. I don't know. Apparently, if you tell people who to vote for to prevent this kind of shit, they get all arsey.
Best sandwiches in Britain. There you go, mate. Try my lovely nuts.
Oh, disgusting.
Top muffin for a top lad. There you go, Emmanuel.
Oh, okay.
Get those down, you lads. Plenty more where those came from. Remember, if you like what you're eating, try me other bits over there and make sure you give us a big donation. Guys? Hello?
I'm here outside Downing Street where a regulatory body for football is being discussed with figureheads from clubs across the country. There's Patrick Nolan now of Ashwood City. He's just heading in.
Oh, fuck off.
Greetings, Mr. Nolan. Welcome to number 10.
Must work on my wanker gesture. Looks like a wave sometimes.
How are you feeling, sir?
Yep, great. Great, lovely to be here. Is that Liz Truss over there?
Yes, it is, yeah.
But they kicked her out.
She's working on her New Year's Honours list. That's still handled as number 10 business, you see.
She's got a New Year's Honours list?
Yes, sir.
What the fuck? That's fucking mental. She was only PM for about 5 minutes.
It's tradition, sir.
Right, yeah, well, Jesus. Suppose I better go say hi. She did make me senior fiscal policy advisor, at least. Plus, they're still paying me.
Certainly, Mr. Nolan, follow me.
I'll say hi, then I'll torpedo this stupid fucking football regulation idea, and then I've got dinner.
Mr. Nolan, look, I believe that should the regulatory body receive your attention and endorsement, Mr. Sunak has authorised Ms. Truss to include you.
Include me?
On her honours list. She would like to make you a sir.
Fuck.
Yes, sir.
Sir Patrick Nolan.
Indeed, but only with your assistance on the regulatory body.
Okay, 2 seconds. Let me have a think.
Certainly.
No. That's so inconvenient.
Right, that's sent. Laura? Laura! Can you email Martin and ask for a meeting in the new year? Where's that fucking music coming from? Fuck's sake. Turn it down!
Sorry.
Reuben, fucking turn it off!
All right, sorry.
And put the camera down.
You said to...
Not when I'm this fucking busy, mate.
Oi, Ben, it's Carl. I'm on my way out to Porto to speak to Ottavio.
Ottavio?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean, fucking oh? You're his agent. You're meant to say, fucking great, can't wait to see you, Colin.
Well...
Hurry up, big lad. I want you to sign at least twice before Colin gets here.
Who was that? What the fuck? It's not even January.
Listen, Colin, Aston Villa move really quickly. It's a pre-agreement for the transfer window. We thought you wasn't interested.
I'm about to board a fucking plane.
Well, Portugal's a nice place. I'm sure you'll have a nice time out here.
Fuck off.
Yep, come in.
All right.
Hey, mate, how you going? Just one of those days, eh?
Yep. Feel like everyone around this place treats me like I'm...
Like you're invisible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too, mate.
When do you think we'll have a new manager?
I don't know. It won't be long, though. Will it?
Do you think we'll survive it?
Depends on who it is. But my heart says we're dead men walking, mate.
Yeah. You know, I was speaking with Fizzer the other day.
Oh, how is Phil? Is he all right?
He's never been better. Honestly, he's so happy. He's all tanned and that. He don't get any shit over there.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking, right, the club are acting in their own best interest, right? They're out looking for somebody to replace us. Why aren't we looking for somebody to replace them?
What do you mean?
Phil said there's loads of MLS clubs that would have us.
No, that's not right. You're kidding.
I'm not, mate.
So you're going to go to the States?
We both can.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Think about it. English clubs are stuck up. American clubs are easy going. So we should just go to America. I'm a fucking good manager. I'm just on the wrong continent, that's all.
Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to kick your desk. Just doing a video, you see.
Do you love her?
What?
Do you love her?
Who?
Jess.
No. Absolutely not.
All right, Reuben. You seen Jess anywhere?
Yeah, she's right there.
Oh, don't be a perv, mate. You have to ask girls before you film them.
She told me to.
Yeah, whatever, dirty bastard. Jess, got a problem.
Is it a rash? Does it burn when you pee? Kieran, this is exactly why you can't be trusted on stag do's anymore.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Come into my office. What the fuck is this?
It's my Christmas song.
It's got nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah, but if I get it in top 40, Jack Grealish owes me a car.
Fuck's sake, right, what's the problem?
So, you know Miss Ashwood?
No, I do not know Miss Ashwood.
Oh, right, well, I've sort of been involved with her.
Involved?
Yeah, shagging.
God, how many times do we have to have these conversations, Kieran?
Jess, she's Miss Ashwood.
And how long has she been Miss Ashwood?
1 week, 3 days and about 4 hours.
And how long have you been shagging her?
1 week, 3 days and about an hour and a half. But anyway, I'm going to be dumping her soon.
You noble, noble man.
I just wanted to let you know, in case she tries to get any revenge porn on me out there, you know?
Great, thanks for the extra workload, Kieran. Really appreciate it.
I'm going to buy her a necklace. Let her down gently, you know.
Great, now fuck off.
Oh, also, while I've got you, I'm going to be on radio this afternoon.
So if you really love it,
you know you love
come
it.
Come on and score one. If you really love it,
you know you love
why
it.
Why don't you score one? If you really love it, come on and score a... go!
And I'm delighted to say he's here in the studio with us, Ashwood City club captain Kieran Broom, with a cover of Love Is All Around.
Yeah, except we've changed the word love to football.
Yep, absolutely. Is that an important message to you, Kieran?
Nah.
Okay. I'm told it's a bet with Jack Grealish.
Yeah. I just wanted to show him that he's not the only popular player out there, you know? Come Christmas Day, he'll be stretched out naked with a cute bird balancing on his balls.
Oh,
and I'll be driving past his window in my new car saying, I won, fuck off!
Whoa.
Sorry, Kieran, you can't talk like that at this time in the afternoon. Apologies to anyone offended by those words.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise we were live.
Good
apologies again,
God,
folks.
Man.
Right, we're going to be talking all things Christmas dinner next. A singular sprout for some, a singular mushy pea for others.
Hello?
Hello, mate. It's Wellie.
Yeah, I'm busy right now, Wellie.
I just wanted to have an update on the managerial search, mate.
The update is I'm at a total fucking loss, mate. Does that work for you?
Well, not really. You see, David and I were...
Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
What?
Hi, mate, it's Theo.
You don't work for us anymore, pal. If you wanted to stay in touch and be friends, I've got some bad news.
No, it's not that. This might be for Reuben or Colin, but the FA are sharing the stats to the clubs. We've got Kieran's training numbers. Do you want them?
I could not give a fuck.
Oh.
Whose fucking stupid idea is it? Is this your nonsense?
No, it's my boss's.
Well, tell him he's a stupid cunt.
He's resigned, actually, so I won't have to.
You shouldn't have fucking resigned. He should have been fired. Bye now, Theo. Let's definitely not keep in touch, okay, pal?
He's going back to Spain. Do you know what job he's taking? On the grapevine.
I'm gonna fucking strangle you with the grapevine if you carry on like this, pal. I do not give a fucking fuck about your boss.
It's Dan.
It's Dan... It's what?
Dan Watson.
Sorry, Dan Watson was the performance director of the FA.
Yep.
What in the fuck... Why?
Don't know. I think, honestly, he's just trying to get in their good graces for a future managerial job.
Hey, that sounds very Dan Watson.
Right, well, you have a good Christmas, mate, and I'll speak soon.
Theo, has Dan still got the same number?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Speak soon.
Definitely not. Bye.
Missed your fix of Ashwood City over the World Cup break? Well, did you know that over on the Ashwood City Patreon, we released two exclusive episodes over the World Cup? How did Ashwood City get on in the Champions League?
Oh my God.
Get in the fucking box now!
Fucking hell, I can't even watch.
And what on earth did Kieran Broom get up to over in Qatar?
Islands in the street, that is what we are.
For exclusive episodes, downloadable songs, hours and hours of video content, and so much more, be sure to get your season ticket today from as little as $5 a month, only at patreon.com/Ashwood City.
The boys in the Ashwood City choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Alone again. Naturally.
Hi, Woody pal. I just thought I'd do you a voice message. I'm in Portugal now. We got fucked on the Otavio deal, but I just got to tip off a couple of scouts I know over here about a guy, Aurelia. He's coming over for a chat. I've just seen his videos. He's fucking good stuff, pal. There's a slight problem with his Porto contract too. I've got his contract here. I just need to find someone who speaks Portuguese to find all the fuck-ups in it. Oh, that'll be him now. I'll keep you posted. Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, pal? You been training today or what? No English?
No.
Fucking great. Where's your agent? Your agent is supposed to be here, man, so we can work out a deal. Fucking balls, man. You hold this document for me, Aurelia. Be careful with those pages. That's the key to getting you for fuck all. Come with me. There'll be someone around here to translate. If there aren't, it should be fucking full of cunts. It usually is, anyway. So, Porto. Second in the league. Benfica having a good one. It's always one of you two, isn't it? Ain't you top of the league, it's them. Careful now, man. It's windy and the pool is right there. Just hold on to those papers. Aurelia, for fuck's sake, man. Oh, don't dive in it. You'll get yourself fucking injured, man. Just leave it. Leave it, you fuck. Oh, and he's in. Fuck it. I'm going in. Fuck's sake. Fuck me. It's fucking freezing.
You want me to steal you anything?
From Downing Street?
Yeah.
Nah. Lost its appeal now, hasn't it?
I've got a little Boris Johnson snow globe, so...
Are you sure that's snow? Could be cocaine. By the way, speaking of dickheads, have you seen what Todd said about us?
Todd? Todd Bowley?
Yeah.
I've just seen him. He was helping with the think tank on the regulatory body.
He said something like, smaller clubs like Ashwood shouldn't be influencing the top of the sport.
So what?
Or something like that.
We're in the fucking Premier League. We're in the fucking Champions League. He's not.
He is, actually.
Oh.
Look, you know how Chelsea are. They always think they're above everybody. Man City like their tweet about it as well. They're just as bad.
Oh, that is so fucking unacceptable. Sorry. God. How the fuck can you say something like that when you're Todd fucking Bowley, the cunt? This will affect my knighthood. I just know it. God's sake.
Sir, could you perhaps use another room?
Yeah, all right, all right.
What's up?
Just got kicked out.
Of number 10? A lot of that going on this year.
Just trying to find another room. Ah, here we go.
Oh, fuck.
What?
I just walked into the press room.
Mr. Nolan, can we get a question, please?
Good luck, mate.
Can we get a question?
Jess.
Oh, bollocks. Can we get a question?
Would you be number 10, Mr. Nolan? Did you hear what Todd Bowley had to say about your team? I thought you guys had a good relationship.
I love that word. Relationship. It covers all manner of sins, doesn't it? I fear it has become a bad relationship. Based on Todd being a twat, really, and taking the piss out of the things that matter to Ashwood. Yeah, Ashwood may be a smaller club than Chelsea, but we're a great one, too. A club of Jerry Harkness, Riviere, David Dunn, Danny Osvaldo, Kieran Broom's right foot. Kieran Broom's left foot, come to think of it. Actually, he's shit on his left. Anyway, Todd is just trying to insert himself into English football because he thinks it's some exclusive money-making club. Yeah, but English football is about much, much more than that. Yeah, what I have seen from Todd is what I expect of a bully. And if defending English football against bullies requires strength, then I will be much stronger, and Todd Bowley should be prepared for that. Thanks,
everyone. I think that Ashwood fella, what's his name?
Patrick Nolan.
That's the one. I think he stuck up for his club. You ask any fan. That's what they want.
The Ashford City chairman, Patrick Nolan, took a stand against corporate football ownership today in what was...
I think he's gone some way in proving himself to be a real football man.
Yep. And get this, there's rumours of him getting a knighthood. I mean, he should off that, don't you think? I mean, look at other people that have got knighthoods.
Oh, yes.
And then you look
at they fucking lapped it
up. Himself,
idiots. Absolute fucking morons.
It's obvious, isn't it?
Oh, I might as well run for Prime Minister, seeing as I'm at number 10 already.
So here's one for the arse-kicking chairman. I think he'll enjoy this. A golden oldie for a golden oldie.
Oh, yes. Yes, Patrick. Oh, I've got the moves. Liz, hi there. It's just just having a little dance for myself. I heard you were in the building. I was hoping to talk to you about your honours list.
Hello.
Do you want any of this banoffee pie? It's fucking disgusting.
No, thank you.
What's this?
Oh, that's the video that you asked for.
You've stayed rather close, haven't you? I look quite pretty. They're all of me.
Yeah.
You never talk to me.
I hope it's useful. Don't show it around too much. Needs a bit of editing. Look, I've got to get to a lunch. An early lunch.
You fucking weirdo.
What?
I asked for like a 10-second clip of me.
Yeah, but...
You filmed me all fucking day. You've got me coming out of the fucking toilet, you little creep.
Just wait.
No, you are banned from talking to me. Goodbye.
For anything in particular, sir?
Yeah, that necklace there, how much is it?
It's £270.
Fucking great, well cheap. I'll have it.
Lovely. Would you like it gift wrapped?
Yeah, alright, yeah, but life's about, so get a move on, yeah?
Lovely. Let me just pop it in a box. There.
Look, could we be quite quick?
Certainly, sir. Ready in the flashest of flashes. There.
That's great.
Not quite finished.
Look, actually, I don't need a bag. I was just going to put it in my pocket.
No, this isn't a bag, sir.
Really?
This is so much more than a bag.
Oh. Could we be quite quick, please?
Prontissimo.
What? What's that?
It's a cinnamon stick, sir.
Actually, I really can't wait.
You won't regret it, sir.
On a bet.
'Tis but the work of a moment.
Long fucking moment, like added time at Qatar World Cup, this.
There we go. Almost finished.
Almost finished? What else is it going to be? You're going to dip it in yoghurt? Going to cover it in chocolate buttons?
Oh, no, sir. We're going to pop it in the Christmas box.
I don't want a Christmas box.
You said you wanted it gift-wrapped, sir.
I did, but...
This is the final flourish.
Can I just pay?
All we need now...
Oh, God.
...is a sprig of holly.
No bloody holly.
But, sir...
Leave it, just leave it.
Oof, caught you around the jewellery section, I see.
No, I was just looking around, actually, Danielle.
Don't worry, my expectations are not that high after 6 years of Mr... Oh, but you always love vibrators.
What? They're great gifts, then. What are you on about?
Oh, hey, mate, how you going?
I'm off.
Jesus Christ, that's a big bag.
Packed. Chock-a-block full of my CV, testimonials, tactical offerings to various clubs so they can see I've done my homework.
That's great, mate.
You sure you don't want to come?
No, I better stay here, mate.
Could you give me a lift to the airport?
Okay, Dan Watson. Dan Watson. Here we go. Come on. Pick up, for fuck's sake. Come on.
Page a enorme meudeus is a page a enorme. Fuck me, this language is fucking impossible. Why don't they just speak fucking Spanish? It's right next to them.
See you, mate, and thanks a lot.
Good luck to you, mate. Give my best to Fizzer.
America, watch out! Here comes David Hall, and he's gonna get a big job. Taxi! Hey, take me to the soccer expo. Right, here we go.
Oh my God, Ashwood City, you're David Hall.
That's right.
I run Columbus Crew.
Oh wow. That's great.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Come meet David from Ashwood City.
Oh, holy shit. David Hall? David Hall, I'm from Houston Dynamo. Have you ever considered working over here?
I have. Yeah.
God, just wait till you meet Mike. He loves your work.
He does.
He's the chief exec at Orlando.
Orlando?
Here he is now. Hey, Mike, come meet David.
David Hall? The David Hall? Step aside, guys and girls. He's mine.
Oh, David!
But yeah, David. Yeah, oh my it was really funny.
It's so funny, David.
What do you call a shutout?
A one-on-one.
A one-on-one! David!
What about out of bounds?
Out of play.
Out of play!
Oh, what about penalty spot?
Penalty spot.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah, that's the same.
So what are you doing out here, David? What are your plans, man?
Well, I was planning on finding a club where I could, you know, take the top job.
I mean, we'd be delighted to have you. And I know these guys will want you too. We're franchises, so we're all here to bargain for your services. Whatever you need, there'll be a team in this league that can make it happen. It's a pretty crowded room after you, David.
You know what's going to make it more crowded? Hank.
There's a fourth one.
You haven't met Hank? Oh my God!
Don't worry, you're totally going to like him. He works for Los Angeles Galaxy, so his team is like the sexy one.
Praise the Lord!
And he's a Christian!
Oh. Cheers!
All right, one present each.
Yay,
I hate this tradition, honestly. One present. Danielle, you go pick one and all. Come on.
Ooh, I'm going to pick this one. Is that okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Bum face.
Bumpy.
Yeah, you can open it. Go on.
Oh. Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. It's great in there, by the way.
Just excuse me a second.
Yeah, no worries. You go slip into that.
Sorry.
Right then, kids. What we got?
Rows and flows of angel hair. And ice cream castles in the air. And feather canes everywhere.
Danielle, what are you doing? You still got your clothes on. You got to be quick, love, because I've got to shoot off to the party for me song, haven't I? All right, suit yourself. Well, look, I've got to go, so I'll see you at the party.
The official UK Christmas charts 2022.
Okay, mate, here it is, UK Top 40.
Fucking come on, everyone, shush.
Yeah, quiet down, everybody.
It's number 40 in the charts for Christmas, now number 39. It's a newcomer, it's a surprise entrant, Ashwood City, an England football fan here in the world.
Yes!
Bloody hell, Kieran, you did it, you bloody did it. Fucking hell. Oh, I'm calling Jack. I got loads of shh. Hey, mate, I fucking told you, didn't I? Oh, what am I going to do to celebrate? Well, I could act like a complete loser and have a beer with Welly, or I'm going to get invited to some parties by the music industry lot, you know.
Well, Kieran, Ollie Murs is invited to his party.
Ollie Murs? Oh, do you hear that, Jack? Fucking get him.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You're just like the one that I...
Come on, Daniel, you prick. Answer the phone, come on.
Hello?
Yeah, and you know, that's why I think, Liz, that knighting somebody like me actually adds to your legacy. Yeah, everyone knows that I'm not one of Rishi's lot, right? I don't care for high tax. This is about the trust regime and signposting the heroes of that era.
Fuck me, the touch on this guy. He can finish it out. What a fucking player.
Okay. Man's got a deal, but a man's got a deal.
Dreaming of a white Christmas. Yeah. I can show you many
reasons. Kieran, I want to talk to you.
Hey, up, Danielle, where have you been? Ollie Murs is all right, fucking laughing, eh? He said me and him should do a song together. If I'd have got him on Footballs All Around, I reckon we would have been number one, you know.
Yeah. I found this necklace.
Oh, fuck.
Tell me, if you were in my position, what would you do?
What position is that?
Imagine your husband bought a gold necklace and, come Christmas, gave it to someone else.
Oh, God.
Would you wait around to find out if it was just a necklace? Or if it's sex and a necklace? Or worst of all, it's a necklace and love?
Well, the second one. Sex and a necklace. Obviously. Fucking hell, I'm not a monster.
Kieran, I used to think we were soulmates.
We are.
We're not.
I've been stupid. I've been a fool. A classic fool.
Yeah, but you've also made a fool out of me. You've made the life I lead foolish too.
No, don't say that, Danielle. You're my soulmate.
We both know I'm not.
Danielle, don't go. Oh, shit.
No, get away from my house, you fucking weirdo.
You said I can't talk to you, so I wrote some things down on my phone.
This is talking. What you're doing right now is talking.
Who is it?
Just look.
Right. Tell them it's carol singers. It's carol singers!
Give them a quid and tell them to bugger off.
With any luck, by next year, I won't be helping make corporate videos. I'll be sporting director. But for now, let me say, without hope or agenda, that I apologise. I only did what you asked. Everything I do has to be perfect. I've always been that way. It's what makes me the best employee. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, and sorry again.
Reuben, wait! Merry Christmas. And if you tell anyone that I was nice to a member of staff, I will cut off your cock and put it on the top of my Christmas tree, all right?
Oh, hey, mate, how you going? What's going on, mate? It's a bit late, isn't it?
I had an epiphany.
Do you know what an epiphany is? Look, come in, for God's sake, it's freezing.
So what was this epiphany?
It's about football.
What, you realised it was all around?
No, I realise that it's the most important thing in my life. In fact, it turned out to be my entire life. And as dire chance and fateful cock-up would have it, here I am, 30, and without knowing it, I've spent most of my adult life with my Aussie former teammate. And that, in fact, means that you are my life.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah.
10 minutes at Ollie Mers's house and you're a nice, affectionate guy.
No, I'm serious. I want to hang out with you at Christmas. It's a terrible, terrible mistake, Welly. But you turned out to be the love of my fucking life. My soulmate.
Well, I mean, it's an honour.
Ah, come on. Let's get pissed and watch porn.
Oh, Kieran, my kids are asleep upstairs, mate.
We can have it on low volume, though, can't we? Put subtitles on.
Christ, you're disgusting.
Hi, excuse me. Yeah, I'm going to shoot off. I've been here all day. It's getting late.
Absolutely, Mr. Nolan. How did the meetings go?
Yeah, very good. Football regulator, woohoo, yay.
And the knighthood? Looking promising?
Not sure.
Well, she lives in Wandsworth.
Who does?
Liz. If you wanted to pay her a visit, maybe get it over the line before Rishi gets to her tomorrow.
Out the way! Out the fucking way! Someone get me a car and a driver. I am not getting on the fucking tube.
Evening, sir.
Evening, Wandsworth, the posh end. Lock the doors when we drive to the dodgy end. Right, here we go. Hi, does Liz live here?
No, I do.
Right.
The way you run Ashwood City is a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, heard it all before, mate.
Yeah, have you heard this? You're a cunt.
Yeah, cheers then. Merry Christmas.
Fuck off.
Excuse me, Mr. Driver, could you come to the door with me, just in case there's more maniac fans, just for security. Cheers. Now, this has got to be her. There's a bust of Maggie Thatcher in the window. Can you sing?
Yes, sir.
Lovely. On my cue, all right? good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen,
when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night.
Oh, Liz! Oh, what are the chances? I sing carols on Christmas Eve to raise money for charity. I had no idea you lived here.
What I'm saying, Dan, is all I want for Christmas is you.
Right, okay. Look, it's that kind of sarcastic stuff that makes it hard to take your offer seriously, Woody.
Dan, no, I'm serious, man.
Woody, I've got to go. I'm at Heathrow.
Dan, don't go to fucking Spain. Look how it ended last time.
Yeah, well, I've evolved. Okay, I speak the language and I know the league.
It's not a league, though, is it? It's just three clubs playing past the financial mismanagement.
I'm going. Merry Christmas, mate.
Dan, no, wait. Fuck. Right. Fuck it.
The Aurelia residence. Right. Here we go. Ah, oh, his dad. Bon noite, Señor Aurelia. Esto aquí para pedir a seu filho Ricardo Aurelia que voy para casa conmigo para Ashwood City.
Colin.
Aurelia, quiero asinar voce acho que voce é o melhor jogador que vi esta ano.
That would be nice. I would like to sign very much. Yes, is being my answer.
Just wait.
Woody.
Dan. Please, pal. Just listen.
Nolan.
Yep.
Are you fucking serious?
I am serious. Hey, Jess, serious?
This country is a complete joke.
A knight of the realm. Sir Patrick Nolan. Sir Patrick of House Nolan. Oh, just think, Jess, I was once a humble little schoolboy without a penny to my name.
You were at Eton and everything was paid for you. You didn't need a penny to your name. Come in!
Hey, it's my office. You're not in charge of saying come in.
It's Woody.
Yeah, so?
So you would have let him in.
Yeah, but I make the call, not you.
Shut up, dickhead.
That's Sir Dickhead, ain't that right, pal?
Yes, that's right, my friend. Sir Dickhead. Well, all sorted?
All sorted.
Signed?
Signed.
Oh, yeah. See yourself in, why don't you, Dan?
The door was open.
The Dan Watson era begins.
The second Dan Watson era.
Right.
Ready for the relegation battle, Daniel?
We did it before. Let's do it again, eh?
That's the spirit. Hey, look, I got some champagne to celebrate.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Not for you, for the knighthood. Here, Woody and Jess. And there you go, Dan.
Guys, I've got some news.
Oh, God, Jess, close the bloody door before we get half the fucking office in here. Colin, take a glass.
Yeah, thanks, but listen.
Shh, I'm going to do a speech. My colleagues, my friends, my former enemy. It's an honour, as always, to spend another Christmas in your company. This year ahead is going to be tough, stressful, scary, and for most clubs, impossible. But we're not most clubs. We're Ashwood City. Merry fucking Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, I got this guy Ricardo Aurelia. I can sign him with a buyout for Porto for £3 million.
Absolutely not.
Patrick!
We're not spending money willy-nilly.
It isn't willy-nilly.
Whoa. Why are you saying no? I'm the chief exec.
I have the money.
Well, actually, you don't, and that's why we're fucked.
He's a fucking great player.
Is he a holding midfielder, Colin? I need a holding midfielder, really.
Ah, here we fucking go.
No, we need a wide player on the right.
We need to fucking survive.
This is such
I have to say on transfer. Not certainly.
I think it matters. That's my fucking point.
Give me the fucking contract.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
He
been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly. Seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.